the strongest indication for having anticoagulation?
Strongest indication?
In general, like overall, if you had to think of all the different things that you could possibly get anticoagulation for, which is a ton, what would be the strongest indication?
Like previous history, was that?
Okay, prosthetic valves.
Oh,
What's the first thing you give to treat asthma?
beta 2 agonist.
Good. Short acting or long acting?
Short acting.
Good. After that?
After that, you can give a long acting
No.
beta 2 agonist.
No.
Oh,
No.
is it oral steroids? Sorry. Low dose oral steroids.
No, not oral either.
I don't know.
Okay, so we're talking about just like asthma episodes slash prevention, right? So you're going to do the inhaled beta 2 agonist, albuterol, short acting. And then after that, we're going to go to low dose inhaled corticosteroid. So low dose fluticasone. And then after that, you maximize the dose of the ICS. And then you add the long acting beta 2 agonist, the LABA, salmeterol. Okay, so SABA, inhaled corticosteroid, then LABA. And then it's,
Seven.
yep.
Okay.
And then dot, 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 meaning you can give any number of medications like the mast cell stabilizers, leukotriene antagonists, etc. Last resort, oral steroids. Okay, and then if they ever give you a situation where someone has aspirin-induced asthma or NSAID-induced asthma, you're going to give one of the leukotriene drugs, right? Like xylutone or montelukast, sifirlukast. Okay, if somebody has renal failure, what's their bicarb level?
Their bicarb level will be low.
Good. Calcium?
Calcium will be low.
Phosphate?
Phosphate will be high.
Potassium?
Potassium, well, it's going to be high.
Hi. Sodium?
Sodium, low.
Sodium, yeah. Sodium can vary. It's been low, it's been high. Yeah, it can vary. Good, you nailed it though for renal failure. That's perfect. Acute asthma attack, what's your bicarb pH CO2 level?
So bicarb will be normal, pH will be low, and CO2 will be high. Is that right?
Hell no. So you're right that bicarb's normal because it's too acute to change. But what's your respiratory rate in acute asthma attack?
It would be high.
So what does that mean in terms of CO2?
That would mean that CO2 is low.
And what's your pH?
And then pH would be high.
Good. So acute asthma attack is a respiratory alkalosis.
Oops.
And then what's going to happen is, let's say his CO2 and pH begin to normalize. So now let's say 30 minutes later after treatment, your oxygen is still low, but now your CO2 and pH are also normal. What does that mean?
That means that he's going into respiratory failure, is that right?
Well, okay, so he's initially in a type 1 respiratory failure where CO2 and O2 are both low. And then he's transitioning into a type 2 respiratory failure where CO2 is high and O2 is low. So they go from the same direction to the opposite direction. Right? So what do you do to manage that?
Let's see. Would we intubate him?
Yeah, they talk about intubation, US Family Questions.
A lot,
Yeah, I don't know if in emergency they actually do that, but that's what they want in US Family. Okay, good. And what about pulmonary embolism? What's your acid-base disturbance?
that is going to be P. It's going to be pH is high and CO2 as well.
pH is high, CO2 is low. Perfect. Bicarb?
Bicarb should be normal. It's acute.
Good. What about aspirin toxicity?
Aspirin toxicity, we start off with metabolic, no, respiratory alkalosis, and then you transition, you kind of mix it up, and but it goes to metabolic acidosis.
Good. So you start with a respiratory alkalosis in isolation,
mm-hmm.
and then it's going to become mixed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So mixed metabolic acidosis, respiratory alkalosis. So as we just talked about, in the respiratory alkalosis, your CO2 is low, your pH is high, bicarb is normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to see for mixed?
For mixed, let's see, CO2. Okay, so basically pH will be low, bicarb will be low, and CO2 will be low because it's mixed.
Nailed it. Okay, nailed it. And that occurs after 20 minutes. I think that's on one of the pediatric forms, or it's on one of the forms somewhere, but they give a girl, it was only 20 minutes after consuming a bottle of aspirin. They gave all the different acid-base disturbances, and it was mixed, not respiratory alkalosis in isolation.
Sure, okay.